Hi, Dr. Sharma here. This is a follow-up visit. Pamela Lewis, PAMELALEWIS. Date of birth is 3/19/93. Date of service is 8/5/2023. And date of accident, June 15, 2021. The patient presents herself for follow-up visit. She complains that she is having severe nausea and vomiting with the medications that are provided to her, and I think the most offending agent is Celebrex. We informed her that she should be taking with full stomach. Besides that, we promised to add Acifex or Prilosec. She reports that she is doing physical therapy 3 times per week, and it is really helping her. She is doing laser treatment also, and she has also seen an eye doctor who found no issues in her vision except that she needs glasses. Other than that, she's seeing neurologist Dr. Narayan Verma for both auto accident related TBI as well as for the white spots that were found incidentally on her MRI, for which she's doing a lumbar puncture. She reports that she's not improving at all. She's also seeing a counselor for her TBI. She was supposed to see a psychologist, but she has not been following with them. She reports that the pain medication are not working. She never received Ultram from her pharmacy, and she requests that some pain relief should be provided to her. She complains of pain in the both tailbone joints. She points them out, and also pain in the coccyx area as well as in the back of the thigh, in the tendons of the muscles. Pain level is 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports no relief at all from all these treatments, although she has been injured more than a year at this time. The ADLs that she reports affected are general activity and sleep, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood, walking ability, work and relationship with people is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, a neurologist and psych patient report that she's still suffering with headaches that are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present daily, and they start early in the morning when she wakes up, and they are worse as she moves around. And the headaches have not changed in its frequency and severity. They are associated with severe dizziness and vertigo and vision disturbance, in which she has seen sometimes spots. Ear ringing is present, and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance is present. She reports that she fell down 1 month ago, although she didn't go to the hospital ER, but she went to the urgent care, who did some x-rays, and they found that she has a sacroiliac joint involvement, and nothing more than that was offered to her. Anxiety, depression, panic exist, as well as loss of memory, but she denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, or disorientation at all. In the GI, in the pain and numbness, patient has issues related to the right shoulder as well as neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back pain, with a lot of pain as well as sciatica and pins and needles to both the legs. Pain in both knees is reported. Pain in both the hips is reported. And then stiffness of the right shoulder and neck and lower back, moderate difficulty in walking. She also has some pain in the both wrist, and there is involvement of fourth and fifth finger, leading to numbness, and she also has elbow problem as well. She reports that from elbow on the right side to the fourth, fifth finger, there is a constant numbness. In the GI, there is a nausea, vomiting, but there is no diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination, but there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports asthma, but denies any difficulty breathing, or chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, her pain has worsened, according to her, and she has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine and Ultran. Substance abuse, patient reports marijuana for pain relief and compliance program. Patient does report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 111 over 47, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 4/19/2022, dictation number 0419-031. The patient is provided all the medication, which include the following. We have discontinued the Celebrex and we begin Meloxicam 7.5 once a day along with Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day with full stomach. Tizanidine is discontinued and Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day along with Gabapentin, Neurontin is provided. Lidocaine ointment as well as Ambien is provided. Since the patient was complaining of no effect of Lunesta, which is discontinued now. Here research are provided 75 tablets and Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet a day for PRN basis for pain relief. She's also ordered an MRI of the thoracic spine as she has been complaining of this pain consistently since the beginning of time, but we found no pathology in the lumbar spine. She also has a severe pain in the both sacroiliac joint. And she points it out that tests for the sacroiliac joint were positive for Faber test, consult test. It appears that patient will definitely benefit from the MRI to confirm if there is any pathology in the thoracic spine. And cervical spine shows a herniated disc at the level of C3 and C4, for which a patient is advised extensive traction at home and at the therapy place. Physical therapy and chiropractic practice will continue as well as acupuncture. The patient is given a choice to try injection treatment with steroid under fluoroscopy for sacroiliac joint bilaterally for now, and then later 4 to 6 injection to the cervical spine. The patient will provide us a consent and then we'll be more than happy to do that procedure. Other than that, the patient is stable. Her maps have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered, and the patient is otherwise in compliance. Thank you.